This recording, Japan 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at the superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implies that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising. Became normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Coma, Coma, which Sarah thought was a not choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to drop her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in one of the cities nearby Tokyo. I was raised in the same city until 15. When I was a kid, I didn't take any kind of professional course for speaking, but I don't know why, but I really liked playing with monologue stuff. And after I graduated from junior high school, I went to the Japanese high school in Switzerland. In there are mostly Japanese students around there, so I was like half speaking English, half speaking Japanese. I was in the program for going to the university of outside of Japan. So mostly during the day, I was dealing with the English literature. So after that, I came to Kansas. So I took the I took some English classes, and yeah, they are really difficult. when I came here, when I came to theater department, I thought the English is really difficult. Plus, it's not like, it's of course about understanding, but using English as a as a part of the character in the acting class. Yeah. 私の間違いだった。私の間違いだった。こうして草に座ればそれがわかる。